Welcome to Eternity of Basketball. We're part of the Globally Ballin' Network. Another show on the network is Who the Heck Are We? And their latest episode, episode 126 with Mert Altinos, Cebu FC winger, Turkey represent. Watch that episode. Our most popular episodes of AEOB on YouTube. Bernie Fabiosa is at number one, all the way down to Freddy Ubalde. We've got Crispa bookends there. Which one is your favorite? Keep watching on the Globally Ballin' Network. Globallyballin.com for original articles, audio, and video projects. Check out all their social media and all the different shows. Globally Ballin' Twitter. Follow the Twitter page of Globally Ballin'. Watch us live. We're streaming on Twitter as well, aside from Facebook and YouTube. Linktree/Globally Ballin' is the link you need for all of that for easy access. So check that out, please. Here we go. Episode 172. We're a duo right now. Jay Mercado will join us once he's done with his teaching duties. I'm Charlie Cuna together with Sid Ventura. On this day, episode 172, here we are. We keep climbing up that ladder. Our guest for today, all the way from Denver, Colorado, spent the greater part of the 1970s here in the Philippines, playing for several franchises in the MECA and in the PBA, played at least five conferences in the PBA, but won a championship in the MECA. We're going to talk about all of that. The most important thing, though, and everybody remembers this, he was on TV a lot, not just for basketball, but for other things, for milk. And for movies, he was on the silver screen as well in the theaters around Metro Manila with guys like Ramon Revilla and some other famous actors. So we need to talk about all of that. So, you know, Masarap, we'll find out. You know, let's bring him in. Israel Oliver, they call him Cisco the Man. Welcome to the show, Mr. Oliver. What's up?
Masarap. Darling Mo, man.
Galing mo, man. Nice to see you. Cisco, thank you for accepting our invitation. And it's really crazy. I'm sure the fans are all riled up and excited because you know, you were here from the start. 1975, they formed the PBA. You were here already. Even before that, you were here in the Philippines. But let's go all the way back to the start. When you were a little kid in Virginia, Cisco, why did you choose basketball as your sport? Did you play any of those other sports? Baseball, football?
Yes, we had a neighborhood court where the big guy used to beat me up because I could shoot very well. And it's a gift from God. And he used to beat me up, beat my arms, beat my fingers. I had fingers broken from the big guys when I was a little guy. And then my mother went to the city of Chesapeake Recreation Department and told them to put a court in my backyard. Then all those guys had to come to my backyard and play. And my mom would be watching. So they couldn't stop me from shooting.
Mama got your back, huh?
Yeah, she had my back in those days. Man, they were much taller than me.
Yeah, but why basketball? Why did you go play football in the backyard? Why not baseball?
I played in high school. I played football, basketball, and baseball. But basketball was my favorite. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. Just instinct or something, a gift from God, I call it.
And how tall were you by then when you were about 14, 15 years old? Were you tall already, 6+?
Tall, but I wasn't tall of the older guys like 17, 18, and 19 that I was playing against. They were street ball players. You know what I mean? You know, they weren't on any team or anything. Man, they used to hack. They used to hack and beat me up, send me home crying to mama. But I gunned them down, though. They couldn't stop my shot.
All right.
Yeah. Did you have any basketball idols growing up, Cisco?
Yeah, of course. I like Jerry West. That was my man back then. You remember Jerry West who used to play for the Lakers? All those guys, man, they were my idols. Yeah. Yep. But Jerry West, I liked him the best.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, West Virginia guy. Grew up in West
Virginia.
Yeah,
right? West Virginia.
That's right. And of course, Oscar Robertson, the guy doing everything, the do-it-all guy for Milwaukee. Yeah. So those were your idols. But when did you start playing formal, organized basketball? That was in high school, right?
Yes, in high school. At Carver High School, I played in my junior year. I played for Carver High School of Chesapeake, Virginia. My junior year, I averaged 21 points a game. But I transferred next year to a big school where they played against Group 1, the tough teams. Mm-hmm. And I averaged 25 against them. They said I couldn't play in that league, in the big leagues. There were the students where high school had 2,000 or 3,000 around in the metro Tidewater area of Virginia, Virginia Beach, Norfolk, Portsmouth, Newport News. You probably heard of guys like Ivan Iverson. He's from Newport News. And, you know, those are the teams I played against in high school.
Yeah, so you're talking about Crestwood, right? That's where you transferred to?
Bigger Crestwood school. Is where I transferred to in my senior year. They said I couldn't play in that league. So I wanted to prove to everybody that I could play with a Group 1 school. So I made All-State honorable mention my senior year in high school. That's what kicked me off.
Who were other guys who were popular in Virginia, in the state of Virginia at the time, who eventually made it to the NBA?
You know, I can't recall because they were a lot of guys. But I recall when Dundo, I was the only guy that made that All-State team that was drafted by the pro leagues here in America. No other guy was drafted by pro leagues that made that All-State team during my high school time.
Okay. I have a question. I'm sure you're curious as well, Sid. Is Cisco a given name? Is that your real name? Or is it just a nickname?
No, I got that name in college because we were playing in a Christmas tournament over in Fort Houston, Virginia, a Christmas tournament. I was at Elizabeth City State. And the guys wanted to watch something else, and I wanted to watch a program called the Cisco Kid. And
I wouldn't let them
change the channel. So they carried that name, gave me that name, and carried it back to the campus. Everybody started calling me Cisco on campus.
Okay, so there is a connection to the movie, okay? Because I was wondering about that. But you're telling us that you were playing in Virginia. You know, you played very well in high school. You got to play with the big boys, as you mentioned. How did you choose where to attend university? Why did you choose Elizabeth City State?
Well, I had a lot of scholarships going to big schools. My mother couldn't afford to send me to those big major colleges. So I had to go to a small college across the North Carolina line in Elizabeth City. Elizabeth City State is in Elizabeth City, North Carolina. And so it's real close for me to come back and home. That would have cost $4 to catch the bus to come back home. And I had a free scholarship. But that year, Coach Vaughn brought in some major players. But he really recruited that year. You ever heard of a guy named Mike Gale? He played in the NBA.
Yeah. Well,
he played
Atlanta Hawks.
College, Atlanta Hawks, yeah. He played with me. He was very good. He died a few years back, but he was very good. I love playing with Mike Gale on my team. Matter of fact, Mike Gale came over. You remember when the Philippines used to have these tournaments where all the NBA guys come over? Mm-hmm. They have this cigarette tournament. I forget Phillips or somebody. A plane load of NBA guys used to come over to Manila and play in the PBA tournament. You remember?
Yeah.
And Mike Gale came over. That was my college teammate.
Yeah. I remember Mike Gale. He had a really pretty good shot from the outside, right? Mike Gale.
Yes. He's from Philly.
He even became a broadcaster after his NBA career was over. He was covering the game.
Yes.
Color commentator, I remember.
So how was your college career, Cisco? Who were the memorable players? Who were the memorable players that you went up against from other schools?
Again, Bobby Dandridge. You ever heard of a guy named Earl the Pearl Monroe?
Of course.
Winston-Salem.
Black Jesus.
Yeah, Winston-Salem. Yeah. See, we were in a conference called the CIAA, and he took me. When I played against him as a freshman, he took me to school. That guy shot 43 points on me. I was a freshman, man. You know? But I got him back. That was my freshman year. I played against Earl Monroe, Bobby Dandridge. And those were the top names that were in my conference during my era. They were the big guys. They were ahead of me.
Yeah, they did. They did call Earl Monroe. He wasn't even the pearl yet. They called him Black. Black Jesus, they called him Black Jesus.
Yeah, they called him Black Jesus. That's right. Wherever he went in the CIAA, the stadium was packed. Earl could play. He was also from Philadelphia.
Yeah, and the guy didn't even jump up. He would just spin around and just lean in.
He had so many spins. I copied a lot of his moves. or his spin moves and all that, I went home and started practicing those spin moves because I wanted to be like Errol.
Right, right. Okay, so you get to play against top-level competition. Were the scouts, by the time you were a junior, maybe the scouts were coming to watch some of your games? Yes.
In the CIAA championship, when I played against Norfolk State, the scouts surrounded me. I signed with the Portland Trail Blazers back then for $55,000 two-year contract. And I was cut. And I told you last night, nobody could believe that I was cut by the Portland Trail Blazers. Within 4 minutes of time in our first scrimmage game, everybody in that gym, it was packed, they knew who Cisco Oliver was. But for some reason, when a sports writer asked him, said Cisco Oliver showed more probability than anybody out there, he told the sports writer of the Oregonian newspaper that the reason why I played so well was because I was four hours behind. I was from the East Coast, Norfolk, Virginia, okay? And said my body woke up before everybody else. So the man asked him, the sports guy asked him, said, what about his skill? He didn't answer that. You know what that sportscaster told me? He said, get your agent on the phone. He said, because he's not going to keep you. And he was right. They didn't keep me. Put on a show within the first 4 minutes, everybody in that gym knew who Cisco Oliver was because I was ready, man. I wanted to come out and play. It's like me coming out and playing against Tom Corn or CRISPR or somebody, man. That's the next level. My agent got in contact with Mr. Emerson Constantine, the founder of the PBA. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. He was like a daddy to me, man. You know, Emerson, I never forget that, man. I don't know where his family is now, but he was, man, he was awesome, man. Emerson, he's the founder of the PBA.
Yeah, yeah, his daughter's still around. She's busy. I don't know if you ever met her, Nikki.
She was a little girl. Yeah, Nikki, I know Nikki, yes.
She became a senator of the Philippines, and then now she's still very involved. She was a guest on our show. Yeah, she one of the teams after Emerson Cositeng retired. Mm-hmm. She took over as the manager of the team.
I remember that. I heard that.
Yeah, the early 80s. Yeah. So she's still around. I'll tell her you've been on the show. I'll send her the link so she can watch afterwards.
I think she owns a high school now. She runs a high school now.
Yeah, in Diliman. Oh, Diliman Prep,
yeah.
No?
Diliman Prep. Yeah. And she's also into swimming.
Be sure to tell her I said hello.
I will. Right, I'll tell her. I should have told her to watch. I should have told her to watch.
Her father was my father also.
That's great. Yeah. So you share your siblings with Nikki. Did you know that the Trailblazers were going to draft you, Cisco, in 1970? Did they tell you that they were going to draft you?
No. They saw me play. We Liberty City, after we beat Nova State in the CIAA championship, we went for the Nationals. First time I'm flying on an airplane, so we used to take a bus to all our games. First time we went to the national tournament, NEI national tournament out in Kansas City. Okay, that's where all the big time scouts were. That's where Portland saw me. All the NBA teams saw me play. Was out at the NEIA tournament that where you have the Final Four. It's a national. Very few teams get there. Very few players get to play in the Final Four. And I was fortunate enough to play in the Final Four back then. God bless me to play in the Final Four. Final Four. Yeah.
Right.
This was also the first year of Portland in the NBA, right? 1970.
Yes.
It was you could have been part of their inaugural team.
Yes, that's correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but so
I look back on it. I'm so glad God cut me. I mean, not God cut me. They cut me. Okay, and nobody could believe that. None of the players could believe that I was cut. Because I played so well all throughout that camp. They have a 5-day camp. And everybody want to know now, why you ain't playing in the NBA, man? Why you ain't doing this? I couldn't help it. Nothing I can do about it. My agent got in contact with the Mr. Constantine. Mm-hmm. I met Mr. Constantine in Chicago. Next day, we were in Hong Kong. Next day, I was in Manila, where that little kid told me, Tom Coke will kill you.
Yeah. But he didn't, as you said. Well, he didn't kill you.
The rest is history when it comes to the Philippines.
But what was your Philippines, man? But what was your reaction when your agent first told you, hey, would you like to play in the Philippines? I mean, did you even know what the Philippines was or the basketball scene?
I did not know the Philippines was the capital of basketball in the world. You guys got a 32,000 seat Coliseum right there, and they get packed sometimes. And I did not know, have any idea that the Philippines were the world's capital of basketball. A lot of people don't know that the Philippines is the world capital of basketball.
Because
basketball in the Philippines is a major sport. It's the major sport.
Up to now.
And do you know, Cisco, you mentioned that the World Cup of Basketball is going to be held here in August, here in the Philippines.
Awesome.
Yeah. So all the teams from all over the world, 32 teams or 16 teams are coming here, and then they're going to be playing, trying to knock themselves out till there's only one standing. It's going to happen in August till September this year.
Let me ask you one thing. There's a Korean player back in my time. His name was Seung-dong Park.
Yes.
That guy could play, man. He could play in the PBA. He could play.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He could play in the NBA. Like I told you, man, you had guys like Bogues Alonada could play in the NBA. Otoy Cole, Robert Jaworski, Bon Fernandez, Francis Arnaz. These guys could play in the NBA. They still want to leave the Philippines.
Yeah, I know. And then there were no breaks. They didn't have those agents who could bring them to the States back then.
That's correct. You are correct.
Yeah, scouting back then wasn't as sophisticated as it is today.
As sophisticated as it is today. You got basketball players, they scout everywhere today, in all countries today. The NBA, they scout in all countries.
Yeah. You mentioned, before we enter our first segment, but you mentioned you were also drafted, not just in the NBA, but in the ABA as well, by the Utah Stars. They drafted you ninth round.
That's correct. Yeah, they were the Utah Stars back then. I didn't want to play in the ABA. I wanted to play in the NBA.
Why not the ABA? What was your bias against the ABA? You thought it was not top level?
There was an ABA team here in Norfolk, Virginia called the Virginia Squad. They had Dr. J.
Right. George Gervin for a time, right?
I even went out there. Me and Dr. J had a duel back then in camp. And they let me go. So again, people couldn't believe they let me go because I held my own against Dr. J, you know? And Dr. J and our friends, you know, he's an awesome basketball player of my era.
You know, the ABA had this thing called the territorial pick, right? I mean, they could teams could pick players from the area of where they operated on. And you could have been a territorial pick for the Squires because you're from Virginia.
For some reason, it didn't happen, and so my agent got in contact with Mr. Constantine, and I was on a plane. I was on a plane on my way to the Philippines. I wanted to play ball. I really did. I was young. You know, I wanted to play ball.
You were fated to come to Manila. We're talking about Manila, we have to enter our first segment. Sid prepared some photos from your career. It's called the Time Capsule. Time Capsule is brought to us by Fitbit. It helps everyone in the world get healthier. From counting your steps to giving personalized insights on your heart rate and sleep patterns, log your exercise and access great tools and content on the Fitbit Premium, all on the Fitbit platform. Check out all their lines of products on Fitbit.com. Feel the power. Let's see the first photo that Sid prepared on the Time Capsule. This was a recent post in the PBA, Cisco. It talks about some early happenings in the PBA. It says that a crowd of 18,000 witnessed the first game between Mariwasa, that's your team, and Mariwasa Noritake versus Concepcion Carrier on opening day. You did the jump ball. And then the next game was Toyota versus UTEX. Joy Jonicio scored the first jumper in NBA in PBA history. And you committed the first error because you stepped on the line.
You know that. I didn't know that. Wow.
And this guy, Jenny Lucindo, the guy, Ramon Lucindo, first player to
Where
fall
is he?
Out.
Where's Raymond? Is he still around?
Yeah, he's still around. I was messaging with him recently. I think he will agree to come on the show.
He's an awesome ball player.
Yeah, so where there you are. Where's Janisha still around too?
Also,
Joey, oh, Joey's around. He's still okay. He's back in his hometown, and I think he's a government official.
Tell all those guys that's in hell.
I'll tell them when we get. I hope we can get these two guys on the show. But there you are. So it's the funny thing is, it says you committed the first error when you stepped on the line seconds into that first game.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. That was April 9, 1975. Yeah. How many years ago is that? That's crazy.
That's going back. That's going back.
Yeah. So the PBA just celebrated its 48th birthday last week, April 9th.
Awesome.
So that was crazy. It must have been nuts. How was that? So you arrive here in the Philippines, Cisco. You know nothing about it. You meet Mr. Cositeng, the rest of the team. What are you thinking? What's going on in your head? You know, these little guys are your teammates. You're probably the biggest guy on the team. What's going through your head?
Oh, you got tall Filipino? Shoot, it's just not me. Like, there's another guy that played for Christmas. He was real tall, too. I can't think of his name, but he was real good. I did not come to the Philippines taking for granted, oh, they short, or this guy taller than me, or they can't play. My focus was being the best that I could be.
Well, from what team were you saying? This other tall guy that you can't remember his name?
Raymond Fernandez. You had Ramon another Fernandez. Guy from Christmas that was real tall.
Gidabin?
Abed
Gidabin. Yeah, we have a photo with you. We have a photo of both of you later.
Yes. Yeah. Gidabin was a good player.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, he was.
But when you got here, you got here, Cisco, you actually didn't play for the PBA. There was no PBA yet when you got here. That's right. You played in the MIGA.
Under the table. You know, I almost got into a tax thing here in the U.S. while playing the MIGA. You know, we were amateurs back then. The U.S. tried to tax me on money paid to me in the Philippines back then. I never will forget it. Somebody back here didn't like me playing overseas, and so they reported me to the IRS here in the U.S. But it didn't fit a lot. They wanted to tax me for money I made in the Philippines.
Wow, okay. But yeah, you played in the MIGA, and as you said, that your team in the MIGA was a powerhouse team, pretty good players that you had.
That was the dream team.
And you won. You won a championship.
Yeah, we won the championship. We beat Tom Corwin, Bo Zelda, and Toy Cole. They were the guns for Crispo. But Tom Corwin, he was a great basketball player. I was looking for him in the PBA, but Crispo, they refused to bring him back. I don't know why.
Yeah, but... So you got an idea of what type of basketball was being played here in the Philippines when you were in the MIGA, pretty tough. I'm sure they were playing you hard up because you were in an import.
The MIGA was stronger than the PBA.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow.
I think the MIGA was stronger than the PBA. Seeing the PBA, two players start going after the money, start jumping teams, but they couldn't do that in the MIGA. You know, but in the PBA, when you sign contracts, the game changed. So a lot of Filipino ball players, they were going for the money.
Okay, I get it. Okay, so before that, it was all just competition. They're just trying to kill each other.
Yes.
Okay. I can understand that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's just go to the next photo, Aaron. Let's see what's there. This is opening day in the PBA.
Yes, I remember that. And there's Mr. Cositeng in the background.
Right, with the sideburns.
Yes, yeah. I remember that.
He's got very the sideburns.
The very first jump ball.
My ball head.
and you're jumping against who's this player? That's Lucindo, right? I think, yeah, that's Lucindo, if I'm not mistaken. And that's the commissioner at the back. That's the commissioner at the back, Leo Prieto.
Yeah.
Yes, is he still around?
No, he's left us as well.
Is he still around?
No,
he passed away. He passed away as well, Cisco. He's gone.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
Cool. I want to know who the lady is, though. But I wonder who she is. I'm sure you don't remember the lady, but look at you there. You look the same, Cisco. You look the same as you did back then.
Oh, come on, man. I'm on my own man now. I'm 75 years old.
Yeah. No, but look at you. You were what? How old were you then? You were about 26, 27?
Yeah, I was in my 20s. I think I come out of college. I think I was about 23 when I came to the Philippines.
Yeah, then you played in the Mika. So by the time the PBA came around, you're mid-20s already. But look at you all lean. What was your playing weight at that time, Cisco? You remember?
Oh, I was real skinny, maybe 190-some.
Wow.
Yeah.
190. Yeah, so there you are with all the friends.
I learned a lot from Coach Dookie. Coach Dookie worked with me and helped me out to adjust to the Filipino style of play. It was Dookie, man, that really got me going, Coach Dookie. And I think Mr. Dondo Lim, I played for Conception one time. He was real nice. He was like a father, too.
Yeah.
I'm sure. And I played with CLC. They were all nice people, man.
Sid.
Yeah, among the other imports that you played against, Cisco, who do you remember the most?
Tom Cole. Tom Cole was my man. When I played against Tom, I knew I had to be ready.
How about in the PBA? Of course,
Snake Jones, and I forget those guys' names, but you had several guys that were great ball players that played on the other teams or imports that came in. But They all wanted to outplay me. Every import that came to Manila back then, I was the target guy to shut down.
Hey, Cisco, check out this comment. Look at this on the bottom of your screen.
Cisco always wrote both arms after making a basket in 1973. Okay, that came from high school. I did that from high school to college, all the way. And they got mad at me out in Portland for doing that. They got mad at me. They didn't like me. Because I came to play, man. I was so in love with basketball. I was so full of basketball. Man, I was taught secret tricks. Anti-gravity move when I was a kid by a guy in the neighborhood named Peter Otis. Never played high school or college ball. He used to teach me how to dribble with left hand, how to hold my hand, how to hold my arm. This guy, man, in the community, he used to teach me everything. He used to teach me how to stay in the air longer than the next guy. See the next guy come down. He told me how to inhale on layups and stuff, how to stay. If you get in a tough situation on the back, hold your breath. You will stay up in the air longer than the next guy. He taught me all the tricks, man. And like I said, I played against Earl and stuff, Earl Monroe and all those guys. You learn, man, from guys that are better than you. That's how you learn the game, man. You got to want to play against somebody better than you to excel in basketball. Mm-hmm. And you got to know how to dribble with both hands. You got to know how to see behind your head, call it peripheral vision. Peter Otis taught me all of that, man. He taught me all the tricks of the game. He was from Money Point in my hood. He taught me all the tricks. Go behind the back, between the legs, and all that. He could do all that and never play high school ball or college for anybody. But that's the guy that got me off, Peter Otis. Never will forget him. He's dead now, but he taught me the tricks of the game.
Yeah, and you brought all that here.
Cisco, what about Billy Robinson? Do you remember him?
Yes, that was my teammate. Billy and I were friends, but we didn't get along together.
Oh, really?
That's the reason why I left Merrill Walton.
Okay. What happened?
Yep. I mean, what happened there?
Well, we just think he thought that I was outshining him. Well, I come to play, man. It wasn't nothing about outshining Billy. I wanted to play with Billy, you know. We won a championship together. But after time went on, he didn't like me anymore.
Okay. That's too bad.
That's too bad.
So when you guys were going against each other, was there anything personal there when you became opponents?
No. When I played against Billy, no. I just wanted to gun him down. That was all. I wanted to gun him. I'll shoot him. I'll play him. I'll rebound him. I want to show Manila that I was better than Billy.
Mm-hmm. Just business, huh?
That's where I went. I went after him. He used to hold me on the court from slam dunking. I wanted to slam dunk on him bad. And so I had a step on him one night, and he grabbed me by the arms. I never will forget that.
Let's look at the next photo already. This is opening day. Yeah, that was great. Yeah. How'd you feel with that big crowd? Oh, here, look at this. Remember this? I'm sure you remember this.
Oh, okay. Those were movies. You know, I was telling you about the movies. This movie right here, Sununu Ansamba, that's about a black man who changed side from the U.S. side to the Filipino side. That was I like that part I played in that movie. I really do.
See your name.
What are those other movies? A Kung Fu Master. Is that Ramon Zamora? What is his name?
Ramon Zamora. No, that's Ramon Revilla.
Revilla. Yeah, he's an awesome actor, man. He's good. He was good, man. He was good.
He passed away recently, but he was a senator. He became a senator as well.
Yeah. So I looked you up in IMDb, and apparently you have your own page on IMDb. As an actor,
I wasn't very good at that. I will admit, I wasn't very good actor, but I like doing it though. It's nice in the movies, and I enjoyed it.
How did that start? Who first approached you to appear in the movies?
It was the Sununu Ansamba people that approached me first. Okay. And where is this lady at now? I think her name was Pilar.
Yeah.
Yeah, where is she still, at today?
I think she's still around.
Oh, okay. Tell her she's not saying hello.
She's not in the line. I look at that. I like your smile. I like your smile, Cisco, when you say tell her I said hello. She's smiling. Yeah. She was beautiful. She was beautiful, yes. Right?
Yes.
And her daughter. She has a daughter who's equally as beautiful as she is.
Yes.
So the other one here was a comedy with a child star named Nino Mulak.
I remember that.
His name was the movie was Peter Pantisal.
He played Call Me Mama.
Oh yeah, they call you Mama.
In the movie, yes. Yes, Nino Mula. I remember him.
Yeah, he was a child star. Yes, he's still around. He still has a couple of shows.
But tell him I said hello.
We will.
Yeah. Hey, what about that kid that I made that TV commercial with, the Alaska Man commercial? Work?
Yeah, actually, funny you should say that. Okay, we have a clip of that.
Okay, because we mentioned it already, Aaron. Yeah. Maybe we can play that already now. Let's do it. Let's watch it.
Alaska presents 1-on-1.
Yeah, everybody likes that commercial. That commercial took a little bit of my spawn. Everybody liked that commercial.
Look at you doing some acting there, Cisco.
Yeah.
Y'all ain't more, man.
Wow, what's that, man?
Alaska.
You gotta love it. You gotta love it.
Classic commercial, Filipino commercial. You know Alaska actually eventually set up a PBA team.
Yes, I heard that. And the kid is the owner?
That was a rumor. And we asked him about that.
Yeah, their family owned it, and then, but the owner, the one who really was the executive, was the general manager of the team owner, is the brother of that kid.
Fred. Okay.
You remember Fred? Did you ever meet Fred, the brother of Michael? But that guy was Michael.
No, I never met him.
Okay, so Fred, he was on the show one time, and
but his
team has folded up. They've sold their franchise to another company.
They won
a bunch of championships. But this is the crazy thing, and I just need to say this. I can't believe we're talking to the guy in that commercial. I cannot. Because I saw that commercial, I was a kid, and then through the years, we'd remember it, Alaska, man. And then suddenly, here we are, we're talking to you. So it's really crazy for me, Cisco. It's hard to believe.
Man, you know, I really thank you guys, man, for inviting me on, man. I really do, man. Y'all guys have made my day, and you made me on Facebook. You guys even posted me on my Elizabeth City State University page.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I saw that today. Oh, yes, everybody, may have been contacting me today about tonight, and they are all watching too.
Yeah, growing up, Cisco, in the basketball courts here in the Philippines, you know, whenever someone would make a good move, we would all say, "Galing mo, man." You know, so that line of yours came to be part of basketball culture here in the Philippines.
Yes. Like I'm saying, man, Philippines, the basketball capital of the world.
Awesome.
See, does the NBA players still take a train load, come to Manila, you know, on their off season? They still do that? Y'all still have the NBA tournaments?
No, there hasn't been. They did play a preseason game here a few years ago.
The Pacers and the Rockets came here.
But you know, I guess it's different now because of how the NBA's rules and everything. They can't just fly over and do stuff.
Yeah. But they said sometimes superstars will come over, you know, as part of their shoe endorsement. You know,
man, I was glad when the NBA came over because everybody asked me, why am I playing the NBA? Well, when I played against the NBA in Manila, I averaged 20 a game, and Bolt Alvarado, he averaged 18 a game. You know, so you know, it didn't matter who I play against, NBA or Europe or South America, I come to play, man. When I come to play, I come to play. You know, I played against Walt Frazier, all them guys, Nate Archibald, and all them guys. It didn't even matter to me, man. I played against some guys before they came here, you know, in the cities. You know, I used to go up to Philadelphia, New York, just to play against NBA guys. I wanted to up my game before I came to Manila.
No, but you know, we know your basketball abilities and all of that. Of course, we were talking about your acting right before we showed the commercial. How much were you getting paid, Cisco, for the movies?
Back then, I was making like that Salugan on Summer movie. I think I was the highest paid. I think I got about 30,000 or 40,000 pesos.
But it was
the Alaska commercial that paid me the most.
Oh, really?
It kept on paying. It was a revolving payment. So before I left the Philippines, I sold the rights to that commercial back to the Alaska people. And so, But I made plenty of money. I can't lie. You're not going to tax me now.
Not a problem.
I was a high-paid basketball player in the league during that era, so I don't know.
You were busy.
Francis Arnaz, Mon Fernandez, they made big, Atoy Cole, but all those guys made big money back then.
Yeah. Those are the stars. Manny Panera. I'm sure you remember
Manny Pineda. He signed a huge contract one time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think he came from San Miguel to a CFC. Yeah, he signed a huge contract.
Yeah. At that time.
All the way to the bank.
At that time, he was the highest paid DBA player. He was earning 8,000 pesos a month.
That was his
salary. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Can we see the next photo?
Photo. Yeah, after this one. So the movie, you did your movies. You dabbled in showbiz. Here's a team photo, which I think is awesome. To see these guys. I'm sure you're seeing their faces. This is CFC, Cisco. You know, Chino Martinez, Coach Nilo.
I remember the coach. I remember the general manager up top, the two photos. But those guys, my teammates back then, I don't even remember them.
Well, there's Manny Panera up there.
I remember Johnny Ruggiero. Where's Johnny Ruggiero? Is he Johnny still there?
No, he passed away maybe four or five years ago.
Oh my God. Sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
And the guy to your right, Dante Ritualo, he passed away as well.
Oh wow!
Dante Ritualo, he's gone as well. But there's Manny Panera on the top right.
Yeah.
He's okay. He's still around.
Manny Panera could jump out the gym. He had great jumping ability.
Yeah, I saw him last month at an NBA game.
He could get up in the air.
Do you remember this guy on the left, middle row, the same row as you, Ato Tolentino. He was like the top scorer, one of the top scorers on that team. Tolentino.
Oh yeah, that was my buddy. Yeah, that was my. I was closer to him than anybody was on that. Is he still around?
Yes, he is. He's a coach.
That was my buddy. I was closer to him than anybody else on that team.
We've also had him as a guest, and you know he went on to become one of the most successful college coaches in the Philippines.
I can believe that. But please tell him I say hello and great success in the future.
I will. The guy on the right side, far right, Danny Pribdas. I don't know if you remember Danny Pribdas. He passed away as well.
I don't remember. I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, he pretty young actually. He, I think a robber broke into his home and you know.
He got
killed.
Wow.
But I love how you look here compared to the opening day picture that we showed the jump ball when you had your head shaved and all that. Here you grew your afro with the sideburns and you had the mustache on. A different look from you, Cisco, here.
Well, if I don't cut it off, it's all gray. It's turned gray, man. I had to cut it. I had to go bald now.
So that means you still can grow your hair. I mean, so you can actually let it grow.
I could dye it black, but I just cut it all off, off.
Yeah, it makes it easier, I suppose. So this is your team. So
I like it like this.
Okay. So you gotta do that. Keep it that way. 1977, I think this photo is. This is 1977. So you were about 30 years old already at this time, a veteran. You knew the Philippines. Yeah, where would you go? Cisco, where would you go to go around? You remember the restaurants, the clubs, you know, where would you go?
Wait a minute. Hey, is it possible I can take a quick break?
No, sure. Just go. Right. Yeah, no problem. No, we'll take it from here. Bathroom break. Yeah, bathroom break for Cisco. And here we are having a great talk. Sid, this is fun talking to Cisco Oliver because he remembers everything.
Yeah.
Natatanda niya lahat.
Yes.
Halos lahat. Exactly. Ang galing, you know? Pati yung sunugin ng summer, he knows that's how you say it. It's crazy. Right?
Yeah.
So we thank everyone for being here and joining us for this episode with Cisco Oliver. We're very excited. We were very excited. We still are right now because he's one of the original imports. So this is, I was telling him, Sid, when I talked to him the other day, he's the oldest import that we've had on the show. The oldest in the sense, I know about age, but siya yung nauna eh. Kasi the rest of the imports, Glenn McDonald, 78 na yata, di ba?
Yeah, yeah.
Di ba? Bernard Harris, 76, if not. Di yata, wala si Bernard Harris yata sa 75 eh. If I'm not mistaken, I could be wrong.
He's the first original 1975 diba? Import that we've had.
And even prior. Kasi nag-Mika siya. So we have a Mika import here, di ba? And we haven't had many of those.
Okay, I'm back.
All right, that was a quick one.
Yeah.
Next photo, I guess. Because the team photo, okay, that's nice. The next one, here you are. This is with the fiberglass makers. This is your second year, Quasar Fiber Light, under Coach Tito Eduque. You mentioned him earlier. So here's an action shot. You're getting a rebound against an import. And then the guy number 9 is, who's that number 9 guy? Tanduay. Oh, that's a Tanduay team, so that's a white import. And then the guy on the right is Mike Bilbao.
Yeah, Mike Bilbao.
Mike Bilbao was a good ball player. He was a good point guard.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
I remember him. He was fast. Yeah.
Very crafty.
Very crafty. He could shoot too.
Go ahead.
I know my PBA players.
Yeah.
I'm amazed. I'm amazed at that you knowing all the names and everything still. You still remember everybody.
I would never forget the Philippines. I love the Philippines.
Who's the guy behind you, number 9? Oh, yeah. Here we go. Yeah, Bertie DeSena just said. Ray Vallejo, number 9.
Yeah. Number 9 is Ray Vallejo, the guy behind you. Okay. And the import of Tanduay, who's that? Where's Jay Mercado? We need him. Who's this import of Tanduay, guys? All our listeners, our followers, you know who. White import because Tanduay brought in some white guys early on. You played with Bilbao in the Mika, right? With Mariwasa?
Yes. Bilbao, yes. We played together. Yes, we did.
Oh, as correctly pointed out by Mike Meneses.
Yeah.
Then he transferred to Tanduay.
There's a guy I want to ask you guys about. He played with the Wranglers. He was real short, but he could play. I can't think of his name, but he was real good. He played with the Wranglers.
UTEX.
UTEX, yeah. He's real good. He was short, but he could play. Where is he? I can't think of his name.
Was he Chinese?
He looked Chinese, but he could play.
Lim Meng Bang.
Was it Lim Meng Bang?
Lim Meng Bang.
No, I played with Lim Meng Bang and with Conception, I think I played. He was good,
yes,
too.
Yes.
He was just coming into the league, but he was good. He was a good college ball player, too. Mm-hmm. But Lim Meng Bang, I knew he had potentials. But this guy I'm talking about playing with the Wranglers, I can't think of his name, but he was short. But, man, that guy could play. He could shoot a jump shot. And he had a good drive in the game.
Yeah, here, I was about to say, somebody suggested, was it Pineda? Pineda?
Pineda, I think that's him.
Ricky.
This guy can play, Pineda. Man. He can play for the Wranglers.
Uh-huh. Because Jun Perez just said it. And this import that you're guarding here in this photo is Bill Bozit. Bill Bozit.
I don't remember him.
From Tanduay. So that's what we're getting. So thank you to everyone again. I love it how our followers just know and they chime in. And because the guys who watch our show, Cisco, are guys from your time, guys who watched you live. So they know everything that's going on. You got to love these guys.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, so there you are in action. And then let's look at the last photo for this half. There's the guy you were talking about. You mentioned him earlier. You're guarding him here. You remember him?
Not right offhand.
That's Sonny Jaworski.
That's Jaworski. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's my man. That's my man. I heard did he become a senator or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah,
a
senator. Yeah.
You've mentioned a lot of senators here. Nikki Cositeng, Ramon Revilla.
Yeah.
And now Sonny Jaworski.
Wow. Yeah. Sonny, he was like ahead of his time. Yeah, he's really good. He can play in the NBA. Yeah.
I wish that would have happened. You know,
point guard. Yeah, he can play in the NBA.
Yeah, he's about to give you an elbow here.
Yeah,
he's about
to
put that elbow into your chest. Yeah,
he was a pretty rugged player.
He had to step on me.
Okay, here's a question: How did you feel about the physicality in the Philippines? Were the players here rough, too rough, or what do you think?
At times, but not all the time. Oh, I used to get a lot of punishment now. Believe me, I did. I used to get a lot of punishment on the floor.
Yeah, because obviously when you're an import, they really wanna
limit you.
They do everything to try to stop you, right?
Yes, anything.
which local players, defended you pretty well? Would you remember?
All of them did very well. All of them did very well against me. All of them. You can't say, just one guy, because some nights I tried to come play, but some nights you just ain't got it. And the other guy would take advantage of you. They're basketball players. They know.
Yeah. You've mentioned guys who you were impressed with, Boggs and Atoy and Mon Fernandez. Who was the best Filipino for you? If someone asked you who was the best guy when you were here,
the guy I was close to Bowles. Man, Bowles used to meet up, hook up. Mm-hmm. I was closer to him than anybody else. I was real close to Bowles. Yeah, that guy could shoot, man. He was the NBA mature. That guy, he's the best shooter at college and all and. That guy can shoot bowls. Is he coaching doing something now?
He coached for a long time on different levels, college. He was an assistant coach in the PBA.
Yeah, man, he was good, man. He was good. Mm-hmm. Every import was back going up that I'd say about bowls. Atoy Cole was awesome. He was awesome, too.
Mm-hmm. Another good shooter as well.
Yes. Yeah, that guy could shoot from anywhere.
Yes.
Yeah. Boggs actually, I don't know if he was still around at the PBA then, but he actually scored 64 points in a game back when there was still no three-point shot. That's how good Boggs was.
Speaking of that, one time I had scored 76 points in one game. I don't know if you guys recall. Mm-hmm. When the NBA came over, we had three-point line then, But all those guys were trying to break my record, and my record wasn't official. But they want to hit that. They want to outscore 7-6. None of those guys, and I know all of them, none of those guys broke that record. None of those NBA players broke that record. They were trying, though.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. This photo, by the way, is 1978. This is the year Jaworski was MVP.
So, watching a good ball player. Like I told you, he's an awesome ball player. I actually love to watch him play, too.
He almost averaged a triple-double this season, something like 20 points, 10 rebounds, and 9 assists.
Yes. Like he had talent. He had skill.
Right.
He was the
impact. You know what I heard? I heard Jaworski got put out the league one time in the Mico. Is that true?
Yeah.
Because he got into a scuffle with the referee. He and Reynoso. They got into a scuffle. They beat up the referee. They got banned.
Yeah. They're supposed to be banned for life. But then the ban appealed and became a year. Yeah. So that's why he wasn't able to play in the 72 Olympics. That's why he missed the Olympics.
So there we are. I think that's the last photo of our first half of the time capsule. So we'll take a short break just to remind everyone that there's another show on the Globally Ballin' Network.
Okay, I will take a break too.
Okay, Cisco. All right. So Next Man Up is a show on the Globally Ballin' Network. Please watch the other shows as well. Next Man Up's one of them. Watch and listen to us on Spotify if you haven't already. Please give us a 5-star rating. Please show us some love. Rate us on Spotify. And you can be our monthly supporter for 250 pesos or $4.99 on Spotify. We'll recognize you and love you forever. Thanks to our members, Ramon Dizon Paren Joseph and Leslie May Divine Gracia. Let's add on to that list, please. And like and follow Globally Ballin' Southeast Asia on Facebook and for tidbits on all the shows on the Globally Ballin' Network. And we're about to enter the second part of the time capsule. But before that, you know, and a konting break lang para kay Cisco. Israel Oliver, Cisco, the Cisco kid. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, imagine telling us that guys like Jawo and then should have been in the NBA. Sayang. If there were scouts at the time, they probably would be. Okay, let's enter the second part of our time capsule, still brought to us by Fitbit, which helps everyone in the world get healthier, from counting steps to giving personalized insights on your heart rate and sleep patterns. Log your exercise and access great tools and content on the Fitbit Premium, all on the Fitbit platform. Check out all their products on Fitbit.com. Feel the power. Okay, let's enter the second part. Here you go. This is an action shot.
Wow.
That's Francis Arnaiz.
Yeah, I remember Francis. Francis was an awesome point guard. Mm-hmm. He could distribute the ball.
Him and Jaworski were
Toyota's team, Francis.
Yeah. You were with the Great Days Discoverers here. Yeah.
This was your last conference here, Cisco. This was your last conference with Great Days Discoverers in 1978. That's Manny Paner behind you.
Yes.
And Francis Arnaiz, I can't see who the import of Toyota is, but I'm sure someone who is watching knows who that is, and they will tell us in the comments. Yeah, so those were the strong teams, Cisco. You remember Toyota and Crispa were the top two teams, right? There's no denying.
Yes, they were. They were.
All right. So you guys were just trying to play. Yeah.
I was almost had a deal with Crispa, but they said no because they said they would dominate the league with me. They wouldn't let me play with them. The Lupon, I wanted to play under the Lupon because I knew about his coaching skills. He was a very great coach during his era. Baby DeLupon, you remember him?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Yes, the maestro. Yes, he was a great coach. I wanted to play under him.
Really? But the league didn't allow it?
No, Crispa, I forget the owner of Crispa's name right now.
Danny Floro.
Yeah, Danny Floro. Yeah, that was my man. Well, we used to talk all the time. We used to talk under the table. He wanted it all, you know. Yeah. He wanted me to play, but he didn't want to go against the PBA. He said he would be strong if I came on the team.
Really?
No. Wow.
What could have been, huh?
I wanted to play for Danny Flora and under Coach Baby DeLupon. I was enjoying that CRISPR team. I really did. I really wanted to go to CRISPR.
Too bad it didn't work out.
No, it didn't work out.
And if you went to CRISPA, you probably would have won. You would have won a championship or two if you went to CRISPA.
Yes, without a doubt. But they wouldn't do it because they want to keep the leg balance, you know, and everything.
Oh, that's okay. I mean,
that's what they told me.
There's someone watching. You might remember because we keep talking about CRISPA. He's watching right now. His name's Bernie Fabiosa. Remember him?
Of course I remember Bernie. Bernie was an awesome player too.
Yeah, oh, he's watching Bernie. Right now. He's in L.A. He lives in L.A.
Oh, he's in L.A. Okay. Uh-huh. Yeah. I remember Bernie Fabiosa with that jump shot. And he could handle the ball real well too.
Yeah.
And some are saying the guy at the back is Carlos Terry. I'm not sure, but it might be. The import of Toyota.
Do you remember him, Cisco? Carlos Terry?
Who?
Carlos Terry. Of Toyota.
No?
No, I think Carlos Perry. Did he come from my league, CIAA? I think he played for Winston-Salem, where Earl Monroe went to school at. I think he did. Possibly. Yes, I think he played for Winston-Salem because he was telling me a lot about the coach at Winston-Salem back then. You know, he was
you're right. I just checked it. You're right. That's the guy. Winston-Salem College, Carlos Perry.
He was also a good basketball player.
Passed away in 1989. Car accident, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. Back in the States.
Wow. I didn't know that. Sorry, heard it also. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So here he is for what? Francis Arnaiz. He's okay. He's based in Sacramento now.
Oh, okay. Okay. So, man, you know where everybody's at.
Yeah, well, because they've been on the show and they've told us.
They're
in their houses in the States. We have to schedule it like we did with you. Get the time difference and all of that. Make sure that everything's in place. So that's I like the fact we found some photos of you in action, and not just in the Alaska commercial.
And with the different teams,
with the different teams, right? Awesome. Yeah, because of your three different franchises you played for. Went to Quasar, and then Prefto Great Taste. And then this one, as we mentioned, this 1977 and 78, you played two conferences with them.
Yes, that's correct.
So there.
Did you stay here the entire time? Whenever you were, it was the off season, or did you go back to the States and play also in other leagues?
No. I used to stay in the Philippines year round, and I used to sometime I would fly quick back flight back to the States and come right back because I was under contract and they thought I wasn't. I got to get the money right.
You were here a long time, huh? You were here a long time. You spent a big part of your life here.
A Concepcion gave me a super sign-up bonus when I joined them. So, you know, they thought I was going to run on them and take the money and run, but I didn't. I
shouldn't. Yeah. I'll go back to my question earlier, which you weren't able to answer. Where would you hang out?
Oh, in the Philippines?
Yeah.
Okay. I used to go down Rojas Boulevard. You know that.
That's where
all the clubs were, man. Right. When I first came, you had slot machines in those clubs when I first came. I was mad when y'all took the slot machines out.
Yeah.
And who would you be with when you'd go to these places in Rojas Boulevard?
I used to hang out with Tom. I used to go there with Bogues, Elonado. You know, we used to hang out, man. Yeah, we have a good time down Rojas Boulevard. You know, all those young girls and stuff, you know, we wanted to dance, you know. We had a lot of fun, man.
I'm sure you did.
Do you remember the names of the discos? Yeah, do you remember the names of the discos you went to? Was Stargazer already around back then, your time?
No, it was another one, man. It was on Rojas. Everybody went to this club on Rojas back then. I forget the name of it. But, man, it was jam. It used to jam, man. That was my hangout.
Yeah, I'm sure our viewers will.
When you were playing here in the Philippines, Cisco, did you drink or smoke?
Yeah, I mean, I love San Miguel.
We do too. We love San Miguel too.
San Miguel. I can drink by the case.
Yep. The nice brown bottle, right? You remember brown bottle, of course. You remember
that. Yeah, I used to go out with a lot of different people. They would take me to different bars, you know. I used to go out with Coach Dookie too, man. That guy, now he could drink. Coach Dookie.
Was he already wearing all white? when he was your coach?
Yes. He always wore white. That was his motto.
Yeah, he was known as the man in white. He was known as the man in white.
The man in white. Yeah, he always dressed white and white. He could dress too, man. He was a nice coach. He could talk to you. He could motivate you. He could teach you skills and stuff. I learned a lot from him, man.
Classy guy.
That was my favorite coach of the Philippines, the coach you do.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. Let's look at the next photo, Aaron. Let's check it out. Oh, somebody hit you, man. Somebody hit you where he shouldn't.
I don't recall. But I remember those knee things. I had to take them off. I couldn't play no more. My knees went bad for a while. But I went to the weight room and got them strengthened back so I could take those off. I remember those knee pads.
Yeah. Why did you choose number 44, Cisco? Why 44?
Jerry West.
Why 44? I don't recall why. That was a number available, I think. I had to take the number that was available.
So it wasn't because of Jerry West?
Well, yes. That was my man. West was my man.
Yeah.
That's probably it, 44.
So I don't know who you're shouting at or something. You're probably complaining to the referee. He hit me, ref. Come on, call the damn foul.
Probably so. Yeah, they hit me below. Hit me below the belt.
Yeah.
She back there laughing.
Yeah. As long as she doesn't hit you below the belt. Honda.
Please, baby, don't you hit me below the belt.
Yeah. Honda, man, that's Honda. So that's his 1978 as well.
How did you transfer teams? I mean, did the other teams approach you and ask you to jump
in the Philippines?
Yeah,
in the Philippines, yes, 7-Up. Yes, they approached me. Mm-hmm. They wanted to steal me away from Marowasa.
He said no.
Yes, they did, and they offered me a lot of money too, but I turned them down.
Mm-hmm. But how'd you end up elsewhere after, leaving Marowasa? How'd you end up in Great Taste, for example?
The money.
Just the better offer.
Great Taste had plenty of money now.
What
was his name to own, that rich man that owned a Great Taste? What was his name? Is he still around?
This is when we need Jay Mercado to tell us.
I think it was in that other photo, that team photo.
He owned a hotel downtown Manila, somewhere near Rojas Boulevard. He owned this big hotel. The owner of Great Taste.
Yeah, was it Silahis? Was it Silahis Hotel?
I forget his name, man, but that guy had bank. He had bank. He had more money than Mr. Costa's bank.
No, it wasn't Mr. Martinez. Martinez was just the manager. So I think he was the manager. Yeah, yeah.
Chino. Yeah, him used to have arguments all the time.
CFC's Go Hong Wei, right?
Go Hong Wei.
Sorry, guys.
Sorry.
Yeah, Mr. Go Hong Wei.
We're supposed to know that. Yeah, sorry.
That guy gave me a super signing bonus.
And the hotel was the Ramada. Hotel Ramada.
You're correct. Yeah. See,
that's the fans. You gotta thank the fans. They all know. Manila Midtown Ramada Hotel.
Yes. That was my hangout too.
I love it. I love all these.
That's my man. That's my money man.
All these guys watching, they're also reminiscing as they're typing in Ramada and Gokong Wei, and they're all remembering what was going on. They remember when they watched Cisco Oliver getting hit in the nuts in this picture. That's crazy.
John Go Hong Wei's family, he became a type man, and now his all of his children, they own an airline, they own a mall. They're in so many different industries here in the Philippines.
Yeah, and he donated buildings to different universities. So there's a John Go Hong Wei building in this school and that school and all of that. So
I know he was good to me. That's all I can say. Mr. Go Hong Wei was good to me. Him and Emerson. Yeah. And Mr. Don Do Lim. You remember Mr. Don Do Lim?
No, I don't.
He was the general manager for Conception.
Mm, okay. Uh-huh. okay.
Yeah.
Nice. I mean, I just like this photo. This is something you could frame and then put on your wall. Yeah. But let's check out the next one, Aaron.
Oh, yeah.
Well, here's a bunch of photos. Here's Abed Gidabin on the right side, Cisco.
Abed Gidabin. Yeah, that was my man. He was competition. He was strong.
He's a skinny man. Look how skinny he is. Yeah. He got bigger. He got bigger.
He was strong. He was strong. Gidabin was strong.
He won two MVPs after you left. He won two MVPs in the 80s.
I can believe that. Because I knew he was going to be good. Yep. Yeah, Gidabin could play.
Him and Ramon Fernandez, they developed a rivalry in the 80s.
Yes. I can believe that.
Both, yeah, they were the top two.
Fernandez was a good player, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
He won four MVPs.
Yeah.
Wow. I can believe that.
Him and Gidabin, they both played, I think, 20 seasons. They retired in the mid-90s.
Wow. Baby, they got all these photos. Where these guys find these photos from? Where are you?
You want me to send them? You want me to send them to you? I'll send them all to you afterwards, okay?
Please do.
I will send them.
Please do.
I don't know. We just happened to find them. Some of them are online. Some of them we have friends who send them over, you know, because they get excited. Here in Noritake, you're number 23.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 23. That was my number. Where did I get that number from? Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan was a baby.
Michael Jordan, yeah. That's the number I had when I first came to the Philippines, 23.
Maybe that's where Michael Jordan got his number from, Cisco Oliver. Maybe that's what happened there. I wish we could identify the guys on the photo on the left side.
Is that Rich Adams? Is that Rich Adams?
No, that's Rich Adams is mid. That's Francis Arnaiz in the background. So that's Toyota late 70s. So I don't know.
I see.
I'm not certain who that is. But I don't know who your teammate is. That's about to rebound behind you.
Okay, guys, who are the people in the left photo?
Yeah. But in fact, when I think I found a couple of these photos, there were captions which I should have actually taken, you know, just to make sure who the players were. But it's nice to see, you know, you in action, you in all the different teams. There are actually what I couldn't find were photos from your college days, from your university days.
I don't have any photos from my college days because in college, like I said. We won the championship my senior year in college. We won the CIAA championship. And that's the same league where Earl Monroe came out of and several other great NBA players came out. Bobby Dandridge came out of that league. It was an all-black conference back then. It was an all-black conference. And we were the only black conference in the United States back then. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was all black.
Where did you live, Cisco, when you were here in the Philippines for so many years?
Man, I love it. Quezon City. Scout Tuazon.
Oh, Scout area. Okay. That's near Sid. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So was it a house or they put you up in an apartment or something?
Yeah, man. I had a laid back pad then for the ladies.
Did they give you a car? Did you learn how to drive in Manila?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay. So that's how long you were here. You got to drive yourself. What was your car? They gave you a Ford, like, probably. You
know, they gave me what one of those Toyotas.
Okay.
You know, to get Toyota, to drive around, you know, to get around.
Toyota Corolla.
I never had an accident in the Philippines. I never had an accident. So driving in the Philippines is different from driving in the States. Man, you guys drive. Wow, some people don't stop for red lights in the Philippines.
Yeah, I was about to ask, how was that experience?
Jeepneys, man, you got so many jeepneys on the road, you know. But it was nice. I never had an accident.
That's still a problem until today.
They say if you can drive in Manila, you can drive anywhere.
Yeah,
that's correct. You are correct. If you can drive in the Philippines, you can drive anywhere.
Yeah, that's true, man. That's crazy. That's why people don't want to drive here when they come over. But that's great. And then just to see, you know, Abed Gidabin's also in the States now. He's based somewhere in the New Jersey or New York area, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, okay. Yeah. He's up north. Okay.
Yeah, but we haven't had him on the show. He hasn't been well. He's been a bit under the weather.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. Please bring him on.
So
hopefully
lots of those guys, you know, lots of those guys who you played against are actually based in the States already. They left the Philippines after their playing careers were done. I think that we have like one or two more photos. Let's look at the next one already. I mean, since we're going down memory lane, here's the Hall of Fame. Congratulations, by the way, Cisco.
Yeah.
You made the Hall of Fame in Chesapeake.
I'm still trying to figure out, and they told me that they have a Walk of Fame in my college, the Hall of Fame. They say I was inducted into that at Elizabeth City State. But nobody ever let me know that I was inducted into the Hall of Fame down at Elizabeth City State University, but they say that I am, so I'm gonna leave it alone. I love them all down there.
So this was a ceremony held last year, right? This 2022?
Yes. And
it was just online.
Well, you know who represented me at there, because I wasn't there. My ex-Filipino wife, she was there. She did everything, and I was so proud of her. You know, for doing that for me. And she was a superstar at this ceremony award, because I wasn't there. She accepted the award, her and my daughter, Esther, and my other daughter, Stella May. She was there, and their kids were there. It was awesome, because I watched it by video. And uh-huh. I just thank my ex-wife for really supporting me in that.
That's great. Although here, they say you're a NBA and ABA basketball player. So, two-time All-American NBA and ABA basketball player. So I guess you didn't bother to correct them anymore.
I know. I didn't want to play in the ABA. I really wanted to play in the NBA. I want to play against the best guys, you know. Mm-hmm. So, but it really, I look back, it was between, you know, I didn't know what the Philippine basketball was all about, you know. All I know, when I came, I had to be ready.
Right. Yeah, and if, as an import in the Philippines, you know, you really have to play well. I mean, that's why they bring you over.
They will send you back home if you don't play well. Believe me, those owners in the Philippines, they know basketball.
Yeah.
Sometimes you only last the game, you know. Their imports
I've seen guys sent back home only after a game. I've seen guys sent back home.
There's a couple of guys in recent years. They arrived for practice. They were sent home.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, when I first came to the Philippines, they took me out early in the morning and watched me play at the Rizal Memorial Coliseum. They wanted to watch me play. But when I went out to that practice that morning, I didn't touch the basketball. I went out, I ran around on the floor. I touched the basket. I wanted to feel the floor. They didn't understand what I was doing. Then I ran up and did exercises and all that. And then I went to shoot the basketball. They said, wow.
Yeah. Because here it was just scrimmages right away. That's how it used to be. But of course, everything's up to par now. But before, it was all just, just shooting. And then, you know, they wouldn't even lift weight back then. But it's changed a lot since that time. So, well, you know, like I said, congratulations on being a Hall of Famer back, you know, where it all began.
Thank you very much, sir.
I'm sure it's pretty cool to be recognized after all these years. They remember what you did way back then.
Yes, because a lot of people thought that the city of Chesapeake was showing racism against me, but I didn't think so. I never forgot about it, you know. But they finally called me and told me, hey, we're going to induct you into the city's Sports Hall of Fame. And I was very thankful. You know, I didn't fight nobody. I didn't argue with anybody, you know. I just was thankful, you know, that they did that. They recognized. And they have this this plaque right here, what you see right here. They have that in the City Hall building posted with all rest of the athletes that have become a Hall of Famers in the city of Chesapeake. And they have it in the City Hall building in Chesapeake, Virginia.
Yeah. So that's great on that. What's the next photo, Aaron? Well, this is you today. So
I need to get this, man. I don't even remember this. Oh, but that's where that photo came from. The house, man. Where did they get that photo from?
I just found it. It was online somewhere. I think maybe on your page.
Remember.
But so
I like watching the stars, man. I like watching the outer space.
Oh, really? Okay, great. You like what's happening in the great unknown, huh, over there?
Yeah, yes. I'm a freak for outer space.
Oh, but here's the question. After you played for Great Taste for the last time in 1978, where did fate bring you? Did you stay? Did you leave for the States right away? Did you play any more basketball afterwards?
No, I did not. I came back to the States. I became a car salesman. I worked for Ford. I became a car salesman, and I was very successful. I was making great money as a car salesman too, you know. And I brought all my family over from the Philippines and some more. And we just had a lot of fun. And I was driving new cars every day off the lot. You know, I had a lot of fun selling cars. I sold cars for almost 10 years. And it, you know, but it took me away from my family. You know, we could go on vacations. The kids and I were in new cars. We have new cars and the kids liked it. But it kept me away from them, you know, making good money. But you never had time to spend with your family with selling cars.
Did any of your kids follow in your footsteps and, you know, try it out basketball?
No. And I'm mad about that. My son Cisco and Israel, they call him Sonny Boy. Those guys had talent, but they just didn't want to pursue it. Now, I have a grandson by my oldest daughter, Imelda. This guy's on outdoors on the court like I used to do. He's out there every day hawking the ball. We call Yeah, he's going to be the ball player. And he may be coming back to the Philippines.
Okay.
And
let us know.
He's an honor student. He's an honor student.
But here's something I noticed. Your daughter's name is Imelda.
Yes. And you know
why? Wow. Of course.
You know where that one came from. You know, all of you guys know where that one come from.
Of course. Yes, he's going to be.
But you don't have a son named Ferdinand, right?
No,
I thought you did. You did the but pair. You know, that would have been crazy.
You know, Ferdinand and Emerson Constant were very close. They were two peas in a pot back then. They were buddy guys. So I remember when Filipinos had to be in at 12, I could stay out all night and just stop their talk. Oh, that's Cisco. Go ahead on through. Because Marcus already gave me the okay.
You were exempted from the curfew, huh?
Yes. Marcus looked out for me. That's my man. He's still my man. Marcus was my man.
Do you know that son is the president?
I know a lot of Filipinos didn't like Marcus, but I couldn't get involved in the politics. Uh-huh. But Marcus was he was all right with me.
Do you know that his son is the president now?
Bongbong?
Yeah, he's the president of the Philippines now.
Oh, I didn't know that.
He won the elections last year. Well, yeah, he's in the
position now. So all the people like him, huh?
Well, same thing as you said. Okay, you know, okay. It's politics, man. Okay. Right? It's politics.
Well, politics, yeah. Let's leave that. Let's get out of there.
yeah. And so this is what year was this photo taken? Do you remember, Cisco?
This NASA. This right here wasn't too long ago. This wasn't too long ago.
Yeah,
this wasn't too long ago.
I like your chains. I like the chains.
I like the shirt.
Yeah, the shirt's nice too.
I wore that to this in the background on the giant stream. That's a NASA website on that giant stream in the background. I go to NASA all the time, just about every day, looking at stuff in outer space.
Wow. Right. What keeps you busy? Aside from that, like looking at into the telescopes and all, what keeps Cisco Oliver busy today?
This lady back here in the background. She keeps me busy all the time.
Awesome.
My future wife.
It'll happen soon, huh?
Yeah.
Does she know that? Does she know that she's going to be your future wife? Did you tell her?
Yeah, she knows that.
Okay.
She knows that. We're working on it.
Okay, let's look at the last photo, Aaron. I think for the entire set, we have one last one. Yeah, this is you again beside a car. I don't know where this was taken.
Man. Yeah, I call that car. I call that. And she drives this car more than I do. Yeah,
I like the fact you're parked in front of an Asian bistro.
Oh yeah, man, that's the hot spot for where we go get our Asian food from. And we go and next door to Pizza Hut.
What were your favorite what were your favorite dishes when you were here, Cisco? Do you remember?
Okay, I'm gonna try to think. What's his name? This dish called? I love Pancit, Lapa Lapa. Mm-hmm. That Lapa Lapa, man, that was my favorite. You guys know what I'm talking about, Lapa Lapa?
Yeah, fish. Yeah.
Okay. And I used to love and chicken pork adobo.
Adobo,
of course, yeah. Adobo.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. When's the last time you had any of those? Right? Do you get a chance to have adobo?
We're in Denver. We have a Filipino restaurant downtown. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have a Filipino right in the heart, you know, downtown.
Yeah, so that's where you get your fix. Yeah.
Have you ever been back to the Philippines?
No, I haven't been back. I haven't been back.
Oh, wow. Maybe now's the time, Cisco.
Yeah. Well, we're planning to make some overseas trip here, and the Philippines is on the list.
Yeah. You should come here when the Basketball World Cup is underway. Yeah.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Late August. It's going to start in late August.
Yeah.
You were here when the World Cup was held, right? In 1978?
Yes. I was there when the World Cup was there.
World Championship won by Yugoslavia. Yeah. So, yeah, yes. after 35 years, 45 years, it's back in Manila, World Cup.
Wow. Awesome. The basketball capital of the world.
Yeah, I know. It's just nuts. You know, people are going crazy about it. We are part of the organizing committee, and we're going nuts as well because there's thousands of people are going to be coming in.
You guys got an awesome program here. You have an awesome program here.
Thank you.
It's because of guys like you who say yes. Who say yes to come on. That's without you guys, you know, it would just be a boring conversation between me and Sid.
It's only awesome because of the guests, you know.
Yeah, it's only awesome. So that's the last photo. I think that ends our time capsule for this episode, episode 172, brought to us by Fitbit, of course.
Well, I want to thank you guys for inviting me, man. I really enjoyed it.
We got a few more segments, though, before we close the show, Cisco. Any more questions, Sid, before we enter the final segment?
Let's enter
the segments. It's called the Twilight Zone, Cisco. And in the Twilight Zone, that means our show's about to come to an end, but we need to make our sponsors happy. So the first portion of our Twilight Zone is a segment called X's or O's. It's brought to us by Tuminugan Farm, your private paradise at the heart of Bukidnon. If you need to relax and unwind, why not rejuvenate and reconnect with the nature right at the foot of the Kitanglad Mountain Range in Bukidnon. Choose from a wide range of accommodations, the farm, the house, the bungalow, the cottage, or the tulugan. Tuminugan Farm can accommodate entire families, groups of friends, backpackers, and even team-building events. Check out tuminuganfarm.com or Instagram and Facebook for information. Book now! So go there. Heart of Bukidnon. Nice place. You can see the photos. In this part, Cisco, I'm just going to give you some choices. It's a list of choices. You tell me which one you choose. You don't have to explain why. It's a list of pairs or things that I want you to choose from. Let's start right now. Number one, James Cornelius or Billy Robinson?
Billy Robinson.
Coach Tito Eduque or Coach Nilo Verona?
Tito.
Okay.
Eduque.
Okay. Mariwasa, Quasar, or Presto?
Mariwasa,
Honda, okay. Cyrus Mann or Snake Jones?
It's about a tie.
It's a tie, okay. Cyrus Mann passed away 2 years ago. About a year and a half.
Cyrus Mann?
Just recently.
Yeah, passed away. About a year ago.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, his brother, we were trying to get him on the show. We talked to his brother, then the brother told us that he passed away. So.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Okay, next one is Abet Gidaben or Mon Fernandez?
I had to go with Fernandez.
Okay, Mon Fernandez. Okay, Boggs or Atoy?
Come on, man. Both of those guys are my guys. That's about a tie.
Oh, it's a tie. How about Jaworski or Atoy?
They're two different ball players.
About a tie, okay. How about Bernie Fabiosa, who was watching earlier, and Francis Arnaiz?
That's about a tie, too.
That's a tie as well. Okay, I love it. How about this? Mika or PBA?
Okay, like I said, I thought the Mika was stronger than the PBA. Mm-hmm. I think I only played, what, 1 year in the Mika?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. It was stronger than, I guess because, I don't know, it seemed like it was more better balance back then. When PBA, guys started going after the money and the team, so you had a lot of weak teams in the PBA back then when it first started. Then it gradually, they start building up.
Okay. Your friend, Ato Tolentino or Lee Meng Beng?
Tolentino. Because,
okay.
But the head, Lee Meng Beng, he had, I could see potentials in him. He's a great college player.
Yeah, he was starting. He became one of the best as well in the PBA. Okay, yes. June Papa or Bogs Adornado?
As far as shooting, both of those guys make a burn your eyes out. Papa and Adornado, man, that's about a tie.
Tie, okay, that's a tie. How about this, Danny Basilan or Jesse Soliano?
I'm going to go along with Jesse on that.
Okay, Jesse wins there. How about Jenny Lucindo or Manny Panair?
Panair.
Crispa or Toyota?
That's about a tie, too. They come from they had both of them. They go back to back. One win, the other one win. That was when... I used to see Arnold Coliseum packed when Crispin Toyota played.
Okay. How about this? Scoring or rebounding?
Scoring or rebounding?
Uh-huh.
Both. I do both. Okay. I like doing both.
Okay. Offense or defense?
Both too. I like going both ways.
How about this one? Movie actor or Alaska product endorser?
I think I'd rather do more Alaska, more commercial.
All right, more commercial.
They pay you a long time.
Yeah. Because there's a royalties, right? As it comes along.
Okay. Yes.
I think this one you answered earlier. ABA or NBA?
Well, looking back, I wish I'd gone with the ABA. Then I wouldn't come to the Philippines. But I wanted to play in the NBA. Mm-hmm. But God had other plans for me to come to the Philippines and marry that girl and get 5 kids, and we're all together today.
That's right. Great. No, that was your fate. Okay, so 1970 NBA draft, right? You were there. Here's a question from that draft. Do you choose Bob Lanier or Dave Cowens?
That's about a tie.
That's a tie. Okay, yes. How about this? Tomjanovic or Maravic?
Maravich back then.
Okay, Maravich. How about this? The little guys, Calvin Murphy or Tiny Archibald?
No, Tiny Archibald came and played in the PBA too.
Yes, he did. Yeah.
Yeah. I played against him when he came NBA player when he came over. He wanted me to come back to the NBA. See, they wanted me to come back. This man named Manny Rudolph came over with the NBA referees. He told me, I'm taking you back. I told him, no, sir. I'd rather be a big fish in a small pond. You know, so I turned him down about going back to the NBA. But
You were a star. Huh? You were a star here. Yeah, you were a star here in the Philippines.
That's correct. That's correct. And so I stayed in the Philippines. I didn't go back. He asked me, he said, I'm getting you back. In the States. And I told him, I said, no, sir, thanks a lot, you know. It was right out there, man, in front of, I forget this announcer's name. He used to work for a newspaper. He was a sports writer, and he was working that game, that they work in the NBA games that night. And I told him, you know, I said, thanks a lot, sir, but I didn't want to go. I knew I could play in the NBA. I wouldn't worry about competition then, but I fell in love with the Philippines.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So Tiny or Calvin? Tiny.
Tiny, yes.
Tiny. Okay, you're going with Tiny. Okay, Lakers or Celtics?
Lakers. That's my team, man.
Okay. So Sid's upset
now. We watching Denver tonight. I know you can't see it on your stream.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, and the last one is, let's show the photo, please, Aaron. De Niro or Pacino?
Yeah, you know what? That's about a tie.
That's a tie as well. All right. Yeah, because they're both great. Okay, so that's X's or O's for episode 172. The next part is the Seryosong Tanong. Yeah, Seryosong Tanong is brought to us by Seryoso Chili Garlic. Where's that spiel? Sorry, I'm not ready. I need it. Yeah, delicious, aromatic, and crispy chili garlic bits in pure coconut oil made with naturally locally sourced ingredients. No preservatives, no artificial flavorings, and no salt. It's the chili garlic na seryoso manghang at kaya kang ipaglaban di gaya ng ex mo. Okay, here's a serious question, Mr. Cisco Oliver. If the ABA, the NBA, and the PBA come knocking at your door, you're a 25-year-old basketball player. Now that you're 74, 75, looking back at your life, which one would you choose?
Okay, looking back at my life and understanding my spiritual level that I know today and involved in, I would go with God. That was God's plan for me not to play in the NBA. It was God's plan for me to come to the Philippines. I know that now. I know that now. It was God's plan for me to meet my wife, kids. All that stuff, man, was great in the Philippines. It was God's plan for me to come to the Philippines. I know that now is a fact. So I don't feel bad about not playing in the NBA. I had an awesome time in the Philippines. I was there, what, 10 years? Wow, man. The Philippines is beautiful, man. It's one of the most beautiful places in the world is the Philippines. If you want a tour and go somewhere, go to the Philippines. You'll love it.
All right, man. I wish you could come over soon. I wish you could come over, you know. It's about time to come back. Bring your girlfriend with you or your soon-to-be wife. Come over to the Philippines and we'll take you out for dinner. Sid's gonna buy us dinner when you come.
Sure.
Right. See.
I will.
Quickly. Okay. So that's it. That's a seryosong tanong for this episode 172. Sid Ventura, your turn.
Okay, my question for you, Cisco. Okay, first of all, it's brought to you by Founders Donuts Coffee and Tea. Doesn't get any better than this. Very good donuts and coffee. Just follow their social media handles there for more information. My question, Cisco, for you. If you could have dinner with any basketball player or figure, living or dead, past or present, American or Filipino, who would it be and why?
Okay, I think if I had have a conversation, it would be Bogues Elonado, man. We could talk, man, forever. It would be Bogues Elonado.
Yeah, you were tight. You were
that
tight
was my man. Right? That was my guy.
Yeah.
What would you talk about first? After not seeing him for 40 years, what would you talk about with him?
We probably, like we always do, basketball. We always talk about basketball. Bogues and I always talk about basketball. I used to ask Bogues, man, where did you learn to shoot like that? He told me, man, in the barrio. And that's the same way I learned. I learned in the barrio. You know, right, same right. thing. You know?
Uh-huh. Yeah, you start small and then you become great. Yeah, Bogues was great. When he was on the show, there was like 350 people watching. That's how popular he is until now.
Yeah.
Yes. I can believe that.
Yeah, and he did mention before that, you know, someone was interested in bringing him over to the States to try out for an NBA team. He did mention that, right, Charlie, right?
Yes, he did mention that, but it just never happened. But someone was suggesting to bring him to try out for an NBA team, and it just never happened. I think that was the time the NBA scouts or the NBA players played here. One of the scouts said, why don't you come over? Because he played, as you said, 18 points a game. He was scoring.
Yes, he scored against the NBA. See?
Yeah, but then for one reason or other,
Bogues and I were the scores against the NBA. Yeah. See, yeah. That let you know right then we're NBA caliber. You know, We playing against some of the best. Those guys were making millions, much more money than we were.
Yeah, it's too bad.
They didn't play any better. And somebody's saying, well, they all season, they ain't playing hard. Those guys were NBA players out there playing hard because they didn't want to look bad in front of that full Iron Nether Call of 32,000 people. They didn't want to look bad in front of that crowd.
Yeah.
Right, it's too bad it didn't pan out for him. It would have been awesome to, even if you just try out for an NBA team. But
I'm sure he would have impressed them with his shooting. He would have impressed a bunch of them over there.
Yeah,
it wasn't meant to be, I guess. So that's it. That was what's that? The series. Founders Donuts, right?
Yes, Founders Donuts. Good question. Yeah. Thanks for that answer, Cisco. Okay, Charlie, take us home.
Okay, let's enter the last portion. The last part's called Hello Porky. This was a greeting that one of the commentators, Cisco, used to say when he started the coverage. And Hello Porky is brought to us by A Food Vintar Longanisa. It's a product from Vintar Ilocos Norte, made using an original recipe passed down through generations, making it a true delicacy that captures the essence of Ilocano cuisine. Not sweet, but savory and slightly garlicky. No preservatives and fresh and natural. It's a must try for anyone looking to experience the rich flavor of Ilocano cuisine. So before I let you shout out and greet and acknowledge people and thank them from your basketball career, our sponsor wants us to ask the question, Cisco, what moment in your career are you most thankful for and why?
That when I first came to the Philippines playing with Mr. Costas Tank's dream team, when I got on that team, that was it. That was that team. I compare that Marawasa team to my senior year college team, where I was playing with Mike Gale, Hubert Moyer. And we had that dream team at Elizabeth City. That team with Bernie, we're talking about that team with Marawasa. That was my best time in the field. That's why I say you the Minka was stronger than the PBA. Mm-hmm.
So that's it. Being with Marawasa that first time was the most thankful for that.
That was awesome, yes.
It must have been really good.
Exactly.
And it must have been really good for you because you stayed for a few more years after that. If it was a bad experience, you probably would have taken off right away. Right? And you enjoyed driving along Ross Boulevard in your Toyota. That was great. Okay, so now's the chance for you to... that was brought to us by A Food Vintar Longanisa. Really good stuff. Please order A Food Vintar Longanisa. All our followers that support these little businesses that are supporting AEOB. But before we let you go, once and for all, Cisco, now's the time to greet, acknowledge, shout out, say thank you to anyone you mention right now from your entire long basketball career.
Well, first of all, I want to thank you guys for inviting me on. And it was nice, coming on and being before a Filipino audience again. And I just want to thank you guys. I thank the country for giving me an opportunity to play there. And I love the Philippines, and I always got high praise for the Philippines.
That's it.
You guys are the basketball capital of the world.
Yeah, it really is. And because you guys, you see that. You feel the love until now. You see the guys who were commenting and remembering your career and all of that as the show went on. Just to tell everyone, it says at the bottom, 95 PBA games over four seasons for three franchises. That's the PBA. 33.3 points per game, 11.7 rebounds per game, and your highs were in 1978, 37.45 points per game and 14 rebounds per game for Honda.
Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know that.
So I got that. I had to research and make sure and count all the numbers and do the math.
Very well, very well. You did very well, very good research.
I can even give you your stats every season you were here. So if you want that, I can give that.
Please don't.
So I'll send you the photos afterwards. But of course, that's another episode of An Eternity of Basketball about to come to an end. And before we go, as usual, we'd like to thank our sponsors. San Miguel Corporation powers our show. We are powered by SMC in cooperation with Tinuguan Farm, Seryoso Chili Garlic Founders, Donuts, Fitbit, and of course, A Food Vintar Longanisa. We are part of the Globally Ballin Network. Please support the different shows on the Globally Ballin Network. We'd like to greet guests on the AEOB who celebrated their birthdays this past week. Those are Coach Arlene Rodriguez, Coach Ompong Segura, Mr. Jimmy Mariano, former teammate of Cisco, Al Mendoza, sports writer, and Calvin Tuadles, counselor. Happy birthday to all of you guys. And well, so that does it for episode 172. It's now in the books. On behalf of my partner, Sid Ventura, and the rest of our crew, Noel and Jay, we thank Israel Cisco Kid Oliver for coming on the show. God bless you, Cisco, and we wish you all
thank
the
you.
Best.
Thank you.
And hopefully, we'll meet up one day if you fly over here. If we head your way, we're going to let you know. And you take us out for dinner when we head towards Denver. Right?
So, will do.
All the best to you and the future misses over there. Thank you for allowing him to be on the show for an hour and 40 minutes. And so, salamat sa lahat ng fans natin. Thank you to all the fans. And of course, we got to do it. We have to do that thing. We have to do it, Cisco. You have to say, Alaska, man. Masarap.
Alaska, man. Masarap.
Yes, sir. The best.
Galing mo, man.
Thanks so much, Cisco Oliver. Mabuhay ka. God bless everybody. We'll see you next. No, we're not going to see you next week. We don't have an episode next week because there's the FIBA draw. And we're all going to be busy next week. But we'll come back 2 weeks from now. We will announce who our guest will be on our Facebook page. So AEOB is going to take a break next week. But we'll be back in a couple of weeks to keep the memories rolling along here on AEOB.
I will.
Thank you, everybody. All Cisco.
Right. Thank you, Aldo Perez, who just sent 200 stars. Thank you,
Aldo Perez. Keep sending us stars, guys, on Facebook. Come on, we need them. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. We'll see you. Aaron, Globally Balling. Thank you so much.
All right. Bye-bye.